officially marks National Black Business Month, and MasterCard is continuing its partnership with Oscar and Grammy Award winner Jennifer Hudson to help lift the voices of Black female entrepreneurs. And the one and only J-HUD joins us now. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm so excited to talk to you. Let's start with this partnership. Tell me a little bit about the initiative and what drew you to it.
It's all about supporting and encouraging Black women business owners, which I think is amazing, and it inspires me. I'm so happy to see the support being put behind Black business women owners, and that is what brought me into this, because it's something I'm passionate about as well.
And you had the chance to virtually meet some of the entrepreneurs featured through your conversations with them and just your overall involvement in the program. What do you think are the biggest challenges, the biggest hurdles that are facing Black female business owners today?
Wow, that's an interesting question. I'm sure there's many, but just the lack of awareness of the businesses and lack of support, you know, which again is why I think this is amazing, to draw attention to it and to let people know how much creativity is out there in the Black communities and how much support is needed for it as well.
And how do you think the Strivers initiative goes that extra mile to really get that done?
By highlighting it, by creating a platform for it and advocating for it and putting a voice out there to let people know that it's there and that it needs support. And it's great things happening. And it's so much creativity out there and passion in these people and their businesses and their efforts.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I mean, it is interesting too, during this time, because there's been a lot of talk of performative allyship in the wake of George Floyd and the Black Lives Matter movement at large, especially among some of these bigger companies, with critics saying, you know, sometimes these initiatives or these change policies, they don't go far enough to really creating the change that is needed. So when it comes to you and when you're choosing these partnerships and these companies to put your name behind, what exactly are you looking for?
Exactly that. I like real things, you know, things that move the needle, things that has substance. And that's why I think this is an amazing partnership, and things that are lasting and making an impact, making a difference. So that is not only specific to one period of time or one group of people, but actually investing in things that are worth being invested in and given the time that it needs, the attention, the support, the love, all of those things. And that's definitely what MasterCard is doing. It's definitely what they're doing.
And I got to mention that through this partnership, you will be performing at the Apollo Theater, the very first live musical performance there since March of 2020. We also got the news today that you'll be headlining a concert out in New York City with Bruce Springsteen, Paul Simon, just to name a few. So as live events return, what has the recovery story looked like from your perspective? And how has the industry changed as a result of COVID?
Wow. Well, I'm still figuring that out because it's quite new to me as well. I think we're all in. That's the most amazing thing to me about the pandemic. It's something we've all been through. So I could ask you the same question, like, what has it been like? So I think we're discovering it as we go and planting our feet again. And it's almost like a new start in a way, and a new discovery of what's going on, you know, in the world, or how we're going to approach it and move forward. But yeah, so I don't really know. I'm still figuring it out for myself.
Yeah. And have you seen an uptick? Have things gotten busier and busier as
trades? Oh my God. That part, because I feel as though we're playing catch up, making up for the things that we missed from last year, because it's like we're picking up what we left off, then we're dealing with what was already planned, and then what's to come. So I think we're all extra busy. I don't know if you find it to be that way, but at least I do. And it's like, and then we're just thrown back into it versus being able to temper out of it. Because think about it, we've all been sitting still for a whole year, and now the world is back open and we're all hitting the ground running, you know.
Yeah, everyone's trying to make up for what they missed in 2020.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
And the Apollo Theater, too. There's so much history behind that. How excited are you to be performing there? What are you looking forward to when it comes to that event?
It's always a honor to sing at the Apollo, you know? So it's like, and I've done it before, but it's something that you can never get used to. And it's super exciting. I think it's every singer's dream to want to do it. So I'm so excited. And this is like, even as a performer, one of the first times singing live in front of a live audience too, which is exciting because I think we've all missed that as well. And then it being the Apollo once again, which is again a singer's dream to be able to do, and what it's around, you know, supporting and celebrating all the Black entrepreneurs, women, and the power that that brings, and celebrating that through Aretha Franklin's music with the anthem Respect. We're gonna have a good time, ma'am. That's for sure.
And that's a perfect transition to my next question. You know, we have to talk about your new film, Respect. You do play Aretha Franklin. And fun fact here, she actually personally asked you to take on the role. So what has playing her what did her lessons teach you about breaking down barriers and just finding your true authentic voice?
That is exactly what the whole premise of the film is about, which I think will continue to empower women even more, because it did that very thing for me. And that's what I walked away with, wanting to own my voice that much more. And it wasn't until Aretha owned hers that we got our Queen of Soul, you know? So it's like, well, what queens lies within us, you know, if we own our own voices? And she overcame so much. And when I filmed the film, I said, you know, the thing that was in the back of my mind is like, I know we all have a respect for Miss Aretha Franklin, but by the time they get to the end of this film, I want everyone to have a newfound respect for her, you know? So I can't wait to see how many more women this film will inspire through her legacy.
I am so excited. I know already that I'm going to be dancing in my seat throughout the entire movie. So very, very pumped about that. And as an audience member, as a viewer, what can they take from this film, the lessons of this film, and how can they apply that to the issues that we're facing today in 2021?
You know, what's interesting about that is so many things in the film that is still so relatable to today. While filming, I will have moments like, wow, a lot of the things were tapping into and recreating feels so relevant to today. So I think that people will find so many relatable subjects and different scenarios and things throughout the film. But it's a matter of perspective and what your takeaway is, what you're looking for, what you know what I mean, when you see the film. But it's so much in there to walk away with. Again, that I think will encourage, will inspire, will motivate, redirect. But that's the power of the Queen of Soul, Miss Aretha Franklin.
Amen to that. And you know, when you were channeling her, playing her, portraying her, what was the biggest challenge for you in doing that? Because she is such an icon. I can only imagine the pressure. How did you, you know, rise to that occasion and really calm yourself down and bring yourself into the role as well? Because you're an icon in your own right too.
Thank you. One, overcoming the fact, like, okay, it was also my dream to play her, but the fact that, like, oh my God, Aretha Franklin said, Jennifer, you do this, but it was her encouragement that got me through it. And now the challenge, though, was being a woman in that time frame versus where the era in which I come from, and women didn't exist the same way we do today back then. So it's like, it took a portion of me to say, okay, how did women exist back during that time? So what was the conditions, the circumstances, the time, the era in which they grew up went in, which is completely different from ours, you know what I mean? So it took a bit of research to channel that, to get clarity and an understanding of how women existed during that time. So that was a process in itself, which was very challenging, because we have, you know, more space today. As you see, we're celebrating and acknowledging so many women through MasterCard and things like that. They didn't necessarily have that back then, you know, as much support or space to take up. So it was a challenge to understand their position then, to be able to channel her in the era in which she came up in.
I love that. And you know what? That's what we're doing in 2021. We're all accomplishing our dreams. Respect to hits theaters on August 13th. Jennifer Hudson, actress, singer, Oscar winner, Grammy winner. I could go on and on. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.